Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Vav, Baba Basra 136. And the Mishnah on Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph tells us about a case where a father wants to give over his possessions to his children while they are alive, but in a limited gift, meaning to say the children will get them after he dies, but really they'll have title to it, but until the moment he dies, the father will be able to use the dividends from these assets. So says the father, says our Mishnah, Kosev Nechasav Levanav, the father says he is writing over his assets to his children, but really the commentaries say this could be to anybody, just most often the time that it is that he gives it over to his children, and he wants to leave the possessions over in his own property. He wants to use the fruits of these possessions, the dividends, until such time as he dies. So says our Mishnah, Tzarach Sheyichtov Me'ayom La'achar Misa. Since he is doing this while he is alive, and you're not allowed to give a gift after your death, because technically speaking, once you're dead, then it goes to the heirs, unless it was a situation where a person was a shchiv mara on their deathbed, they say give it. That we allow. But if a person is healthy, you're not allowed to say this will be a gift after death. So what you have to say is mehayom u'achar misa, starting from today they own it, but I am keeping the fruits of this assets until after my death, and then after the death the fruits go to them as well. How that is the position of the Tanakama. However, comes along Rabbi Yossi and he says, Eino tzarach, you don't need to actually write in this contract starting from today, but rather if you just say this will take place after the death, and it's understood that that is the assumption that you're going to be able to retain the fruits of the property, and then after death this person will get the fruits as well, but the assets will be transferred immediately. That is the dispute between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. And the Mishnah continues and explains how this works. Akosev nechasav with no acharmo. So somebody who says that his son will get his possessions after his death, ha'av eino yochol limkor. Since the father no longer retains the actual guf, he no longer retains the essence of the property, he just retains the fruits, so therefore the father is not able to sell the assets, mipnei shein ksuvin laben, because the assets are in actuality written over already to the son. However, it's also the case that haben eino yochol limkor, the son cannot sell them, because the son does not yet own the fruits, the son only owns the assets, mipnei shehein bereshus ha'av, because the fruits are still in the domain of the father. So we say machar ha'av, if the father sells this asset, mechurim ad sheyamus, then they're only sold to this person until such time as the father dies, but after the death of the father the assets will be transferred back to the son. Machar ben, if the son will sell it, ein lokech bahen kum, then the purchaser has nothing in it ad sheyamus ha'av, because until the father dies, because the purchaser does not get the fruits until the father dies, because the father has retained the fruits. This is the Mishnah on Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. The Chashuk Yechemet discusses a case where a person came to him, and it was a wealthy man, and he asked him the question, should he distribute his assets to his heirs before he dies, because he was concerned about whether or not they are going to honor him properly. His kids were not the greatest kids in the world, and he wasn't sure if he should distribute his assets and let them know the will, or else keep them guessing, and that way they would act better and keep them guessing in order to make sure that they behave in a proper fashion, because they'd be concerned that he's going to give the money to either to somebody else or to charity. So the Chashuk Yechemet responded by citing the Gemara in Bava Metzia 75b, which talks there about three people who the Gemara says they cry out and they're not answered. And the understanding of that is they cry out to the Bezdin, to the court, and the court says we have no recourse. And one of these cases is a person who wrote over his assets to his sons while he was alive. And Rashi explains that the reason why you could cry out to the court but the court's not going to help you is because they have caused this upon themselves. Because the point is, if you give it to your children while they are alive, then you have no recourse. And so therefore, the Rashi, and basically the Chashuk Yechemet, by quoting it, seems to implicitly be stating that you should retain something for yourself so you don't find yourself in a situation where your children do not honor you. And So too the Gemara in Usha in Ksuvos 49b says there that if you state in a contract that if you say that you're going to give all your assets to your children, the understanding is that we make an umdana, we make an assessment, a calculation, that the reality is you still have retained something for yourself to be supported. So even though you say I'm giving everything to my offspring, nonetheless we assume that you have retained something to support yourself while you are still alive. And however, even though that is what the Gemara in Ksuvos, that's the way it's understood, the actual Gemara, as a point of fact, the post can say we can't follow that if somebody writes a gift contract that he gives it all to his offspring, indeed he has given it. And so therefore the Chashukei Chemet seems to be stating implicitly that you don't have to. It's not ideal to tell your children everything in advance of what you are giving them in your will. Unless, however, there is a good reason for it. And, for example, if you want to improve the marriage prospects of your child, so therefore it might be necessary to say exactly what you are giving them. The Chashukei Chemet also discusses what the advice of a great Torah sage to somebody who gave away his assets to his children. He told his children exactly what they're going to be inheriting. And then what happened was, turned out that they weren't acting so nicely to him. So he went to this Gadol Ador, and what did the Gadol Ador said? The Gadol Ador gave him this advice. He told him, buy a safe and put some imitation stones in the safe so the children won't realize that it's imitation, and then they'll start acting nicely to you. And after you die, you place a note in the safe and say, this is what is coming to people who only honor their father because they think that they are going to get a great inheritance. And that is a note you leave in there to teach them the lesson. Don't just honor somebody because you think that that's the way you'll get a good inheritance.